Okay, today is Daf Hey of Masechta's Kedushin. We're on Daf Hey, actually the first word of Daf Hey. Here we go. Uminayin sha'af bishtar. How do you know you can marry a woman with a shtar? Right? The Mishnah said you can be makadosh with a shtar. How do you know that? So the Gemara says, v'dinu, it's a kal v'chomer. Ma kesef, a kesef, she'ein motzi. Kesef cannot dismiss a woman. Nachnis, you can marry one with kesef. So shtar, shemotzi, a shtar that you can get, yeah. Ain't odin shemachnis, so for sure you could be married with a shtar. So the Gemara says that's not a good raya, because that's not a good kavachomer, because malik kesef, you know, kesef is different. Shekein podin bo hektish u meiser sheni. Because you can use kesef to redeem hektish and meiser sheni. You don't want to schlep all the meiser sheni to Yerushalayim. So you redeem it for cash. You donated something to the Beis HaMikdash, and your wife says, you donated my heirloom? How could you do that? You have to redeem it. You buy it back. You can do that with kesef. Now, that has nothing to do whatsoever.
Can I?
Thank you. It has nothing whatsoever to do with what we're talking about. Yeah. We're gonna see in a few minutes that when it comes to a pircha, any pircha is a valid pircha. Even though it comes out of left field. It's a valid pircha. Kesef can be used for areas where shtar cannot. Torah b'shtar, shein podin hektish u'maaser sheni. You can't redeem hektish u'maaser sheni with a shtar. You can't do that. It has nothing to do with marriage or divorce. It doesn't matter. It's still a pircha. Dichsiv, it says, v'nasan ha-kesef v'kam lo. The only way you could redeem anything is with kesef. Amar Kra, the pasuk says, you're right. So this, you're right. It's a good pircha. A different makar. What's the makar? You can be makadosh a woman with a shtar. Amar Kra, v'yotzav ha'isa. Right? Makish havaya liyitziya. Marriage is compared to divorce. Ma yitziya b'shtar, af havaya nami b'shtar. Says the Gemara. Good? Yeah. You have a question on it? You have a question?
Sorry, it's a tangent, but...
Yeah.
Money nowadays is a shtar, it's not really
cash. Oh, so there's a whole discussion whether or not, for example, a check.
So a dollar bill. It's
what?
Kesef. A dollar bill is a shtar.
It's Shava Kesef. No, Shava Kesef. It's not a shtar. Shava Kesef. Right. A check is a shtar. What? So the whole discussion in halacha. I was once in the farm store. So a whole fat safer. It was called check by halacha. Can you give a opinion on Ben with a check? Things like that. It's a discussion. It's a discussion among the poskim. Doesn't nothing to do with us. A dollar bill didn't have such a thing in the Gemara's times.
But a dollar bill is backed by the government.
Right. So it's shava kesef. So why is the check any different? No, because it is. I'll tell you why it's different. Because you have to make it out to somebody. You have to sign it. The check's not signed, it's not valid.
Money order.
Right, so money order also, l'chor will be shava kesef. Because you don't have to sign that. Right? It's all these questions. Anyway, no, it's fine. So that's the makar, that a shtar is valid for kedushin. What's the makar? It's compared to the gittin. It's in the same pasuk. So the Gemara says, v'akish nami yitziya lahavaya. So make the comparison the same way, going the other way. Mahavaya b'kesef, afitziya b'kesef. Just like you can marry with kesef, you can divorce with kesef. So maybe, right? That's the Gemara's question. So Tosfos asks, well, if you can marry with Bia, you can divorce with Bia. Maybe you could do that. Why did the Gemara ask that question? Why not? So Tosfos says, look at Tosfos, the little Tosfos, ma avaya b'kesef, afitziya b'kesef. Ul'inyin Bia. Like a lamem, you can't say that. Mahavaya bibiya afitziyasa bibiya. That you can marry with me, you can divorce it, that can't be. You know why? Because shalah hisrachik mimena hu magarsha. A divorce means you're separating yourself from her. Right? So a bia is a maisa of hiskarva, so it doesn't make any sense. Even though you want to tell me that, you know, what's the word? Regarding the drasha, it should be good. The Gemara asked the question, a drasha is a drasha. So that says Tosaf, it doesn't make any sense. That's an act of drawing you near, not an act of gerushin. V'od also mishum shematza be'ervas davar rogil legarsha. Many times you divorce because there's something wrong with this marriage, right? Marriage fell apart. Whether it's an actual unfaithfulness or some other problem. V'oz yeshlo lafarish. So what you do with that is you separate from the wife. You don't come closer to her. So that's not a valid thing. Anyway, so what about Kesef? What about Kesef? By the way, it wouldn't be such a far-fetched thing that, like by Bia, you give her a parting gift. Right? Here's your money and a go. It wouldn't be so far-fetched. Amar Abaye, no. Yomru Kesef Machnis Kesef Motzi. If we're going to say that Kesef is Machnis and Kesef is Motzi, if we're going to say that, so Sanegar Yasek Ategar, the prosecutor becomes the defense attorney. In other words, it's a little bit of a funny thing that the same way to bring into the marriage should be used to exit the marriage. That's a funny thing. Says the Gemara, Yachi Shtar Nami. Same thing with a shtar. Yomu, people will say, Shtar Motzi, Shtar Machnas. Shtar brings you in, Shtar brings her out. Kategar Yasa Sanegar. The defense attorney is also going to be the prosecutor. In other words, the same method. So the Gemara says, what kind of problem is that? No, that's one document, and that's a different document. Not a problem. So then why is Kesef a problem? So Hachanami, high kaspo l'chud, high kaspo l'chud. This is money, and that's money. What's the problem? Tiva miha chadhu. But it's the same coins. It's the same coins. So that's a funny thing, to use the same coins to marry and to divorce. What about a document? It's not the same document. So it says even more than that. Someone, maybe Rashi? No, not Rashi. Somebody said, but so one of the Rishonim says, the whole procedure is different by a get and by a kedushin. So it's not, no one's going to like mix that up or say it's a funny thing. But what's the difference is cash. Here's cash, here's cash. So that's different. And therefore we don't want to divorce with cash. That's exactly the point. The kesef is exactly the same. The shtars are totally different shtars. So no one's going to confuse that. No one's going to think, what kind of funny religion is this? You can marry and divorce with the same piece of paper? No, it's not the same piece of paper at all. You can marry and divorce with the same dollar bill? Yeah, that's a funny thing. So we don't allow it. That's Abaya. Rava Amar, Amar Krav. What are you, drasha like this? It's very simple. It says, Kasav Law. B'ksiva miskareshes, v'ei miskareshes b'kesef. You cannot divorce with kesef. It's very simple. What do you make such a funny drasha here for 20 lines? For 10 lines, right? V'eima no, b'ksiva miskareshes, b'ksiva miskareshes, v'eina miskadeshes b'ksiva. So then maybe it means you can divorce with a document, but you cannot marry with a document. So the Gemara says, no, haksiv, v'yatzav ha'isa. It already says, v'yatzav ha'isa, makish ha'vaya li'atziya. Umar Ras. So why'd you pick that drasha to say, yes, shtar, and no kesef? Why'd you do that? You could just as easily do it the other way, right? Makish ha'vaya is yes, yeah, and the right? You could just as easily do that. Aksiv is only with a get, and ha'makish ha'vaya li'atziya is even with kesef. I'll tell you why. Mistabra koi begirishin mistabra koi begirishin mamayate girishin. Right? What does that mean? That we have to be mamayate something. We have to be mamayate something. So it makes sense to be mamayate kesef. Why? Because lamayate says v'kasavla begirishin. V'kasavla means a shtar. So what are we going to be mamayate here? Girishin. We're going to be mamayate kesef. Why? Because how could you divorce your wife without a shtar? To do that would go against the pasuk, right? So koi begirishin umamayit kiddushin. So now it's a question: koi begirishin umamayit kiddushin. So something that exists by girishin is now going to be mamayit by kiddushin, meaning a shtar? Of course not. So what's left? You cannot be megarish with kesef, right? That's the only thing left, right? Right. Tosfos says that on the Tosfos of Koi, right? Look, the little Tosfos before the lines get wide there. The ain't svara lomar Koi. There's no svara to say that b'ksiva umamayit b'ksiva. That one is ksiva to be umamayit ksiva. Why? The pashta dekra mashma shaba lomar dafka b'ksiva. Because the pasuk's talking about ksiva. In other words, you cannot entertain that you can't divorce with ksiva, with a shtar. That's impossible. The Torah says, v'kasav la. That's impossible, right? Im lo timtze chen beinah v'kosev lo mashma. Dafka b'zeh inyan. B'zeh inyan, yeah. The only way to divorce your wife is with a shtar. That's obvious. The Torah said that black and white. You can't. So now we have to be mamayit something now. We can't be mamayit tziva. The only thing left is to be mamayit kesef. And therefore, when it comes to gerushin, you cannot be megarish to kesef. What about being mekadesh with a shtar? That, yeah. Why? Makash havaya liyatziya. Why don't we do it the other way? That makes no sense. Right? Okay. Where am I up to? Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the apik le'lahai kra l'drasha achrina, he, in Masechtas Gittin on Daf Chaf Aleph, used those words of, he used the words v'kasav la for a different vart. He used them to teach you that you can't write a get on animals or things that grow from the ground, all these drushas. So then, she'enu mizgareshes b'kesef minale. So how does he know you can't be megarish with kesef? How does he know that? So the Gemara says, Amar Kra, Sefer Krisus, safe, only Sefer Karsa, only a document can divorce, Ve'ein Davar Achar Karsa, nothing else could do it. V'Rabbanon, Hai Krisus, Mayav Dilei. So what do they do with those words, Sefer Krisus? The Rabbanon. Mibayilei, L'Davar Akores, Benole Beira. It has to be something that completely separates the couple. For example, Kiditanya, Harei Zegiteich, Almanash Shalot Tishtiyayin, Amalash Shaltech, Lebeis Avicha Olam, I'll divorce you on condition you never drink wine, you never go visit your father, Ein Zekrisis. That's not a separation. Because she's still bound by him because she can't drink wine. Kol Shloshim Yom, Harei Zekrisis. If it's only for 30 days, that's Taka Yekrisis. Right? That's what he does with Sefer Krisus. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Mikares Krisus Kanafkale. He learns it out from the extra letters there, Kares Krisus. For Rabbanon, Kares Krisus Lo Mashmalahu. They learn nothing from that. Okay? Good? Now the Gemara says, where am I up to? Chada Mechada lo asya. So now we know that we cannot learn out one from the other, and therefore it was necessary for the Mishnah to tell me kesef shtar and bia, because I can't learn out one from the other. They're all so different. However, how about this? Tesi chada mitarti. What if the Mishnah only would have said two, and then maybe I could learn the third one out? The third one would have been obvious. Why? Because two are going to have so many principles. And then the third one is a natural consequence of the other two. Says the Gemara, Hi Tesi. Well, which two should the Mishnah have written? And which one could be derived? So we'll try all three. Lo lifta rachmana b'shtar. It was not necessary for the Torah itself, forget the Mishnah, the Torah itself, to tell me you can be mekadesh with a shtar. And the Torah never said that you can be mekadesh with a shtar. It's a hekesh. It's a hekesh. So you want to tell me that it's as if the Torah said it? Fine. I don't even need that. Why? Tesi mehanach. Right? I learned it out from the other two, kesef and bia. So the Gemara says, that's not valid. You can't do that. You know why? Mala hanach, their kesef and bia are special. Shkein hana asan meruba. You get hanach from that. Right? Rashi says, you have hanach from kesef and you have hanach from bia. What's hanach you have from ashtar? Hanach. It's not even worth it. Rashi, the ashtar doesn't have to be worth a shavar pruta. She gets nothing. She can't even use it as a paperweight or as a bottle stop. Nothing. It's mamish worth nothing. And yet, so how can I learn that from kesef and bia? Impossible. Rashi says, "Avol shtar erisin ein lo bola shum hana." What hana you have? Shari ein kasev ba el harem mukadeshesli. Doesn't say anything on it. Just harem mukadeshesli. Very nice. It's not the same thing as kesef and bia. So lo nichtar rachmana bebia. So how about if the Torah wouldn't have said bia? V'teisi mehanach. And I'll learn out from kesef and shtar. So the Gemara is also not good. Mala hanach shekin kinyan meruba. Kesef and shtar are valid kinyanim in other areas of Judaism. B is not. Right? It's not a kinyan. How about the other one? Lo nichtar rachmana bekesef. So let the Torah have left out kesef. V'teisi mehanach. And I'll learn out from shtar and bia. Shtar and bia are good, kesef for sure good. So the Gemara says, well, malah hanach, shekein yesh non bal karcha. Different. Kesef and Bia are even can even be done without your consent. How so? Kesef can be done without your consent. I'm sorry, not Kesef. No. We want to leave Kesef out. How could Shtar ever be done without your consent? It's called a get. Not enough consent for that. How could Bia ever be done without her consent? By a Yibum. Right? By Yibum. What if she says, I don't want Yibum, I want Chalitza? He says, I'm too bad on you. Right? So you have models of where could Kesef ever be done without consent? How could that be? Ever? How could it ever happen? So Gemara says, what do you mean? Fechite makesef nami balkarcha ba'am ivriya. And I'm ivriya is the balkarcha. Right? She doesn't have a say in the matter. But be'ishos mihalo ashkechan. But by ishos we don't have such a thing. That's not ishos. Right? That's not ishos. On Amid Beis, the Gemara is going to ask a similar question, but same question. And the Gemara is going to say, but the father, he agreed to it. Even if the father marries off a daughter. So even if she doesn't agree to it, he agreed to it. So there is, it's not balkarcha for him. It might be balkarcha for the girl. Right? It's not balkarcha for him. So you don't really have a model of balkarcha by a kesef. And therefore, all three were necessary to be explained. Now the Gemara asks a very funny question. It's not a funny question. The question's going to be, can you get married... We know whatever chuppah is, whatever it is, was a whole like a six-way machlokas, what chuppah is. Whatever it is, it's not kedushin. It's nesuin. Right? That's whatever it is. Whether it's a yichud room, a badeking, what else could it be? Whatever it is. It's not kedushin. It's nesuin. It's the second stage. Right? So the question now is, Rav Huna is going to ask a question. What if you just did chuppah? And you didn't do one of the other three. You didn't do kesef, shtar, and bia. You just did chuppah. Is that good? Is that a valid? In other words, I forget who needs kedushin. If chuppah is nesuin, I'll go straight to nesuin. Save myself, I don't have to buy a ring. I'll just do chuppah. Does that work? Right? That's Rav Huna's question. Rav Huna's going to say yes. That's Rav Huna's question. Right?
So what is the koyin
about? What? So it's a machlokas we've shown him. In the world of Rav Huna, does he have to do two chuppas? One chuppah takes the place of the kedushin, and the second chuppah takes the place of the nesuin. Or no, there is no, like you just asked, how you acquire her? You don't. Chuppah encompasses it all. And the Gemara's have a kal v'chomer. Well, if kesef alone could work, if kesef requires chuppah afterwards, so for sure chuppah alone should be good, no? What? Yeah, a little bit, right? Okay. So again, there's a machlokes whether you need another chuppah or doing chuppah by itself encompasses the kedushin also. So Amar Rav Huna, chuppah kona. Chuppah works, mikal v'chomer. It's a kal v'chomer. Uma kesef. She'eino Michael Betruma, kesef does not allow a woman, if you're Makadish a woman with kesef, you're a Kohen, and you're Makadish a woman with kesef, she's not your wife, she still can't eat truma. Right? Now, we're going to reject this, because it's only Midrabanan she can't. Minotaur certainly can. But the Havamina is, a woman who's Makadish with kesef cannot eat truma. Right? Nevertheless, Kone, she's still your wife. So chuppah, which is nesuin, shema achelas bitruma, that lets her eat truma. Now she's fully married to you. Now she's living in the same house as you. Eino din shetikne. So for sure it should be a valid kinyan. For sure that should make you married to her. Forget kesef shtar and bia. Chuppah alone. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? For kesef eino machel, marrying a woman with kesef doesn't let her eat. It certainly does. V'amar ula divar Torah minat Torah. Arusa bas Yisrael ochelas betruma, and arusa can eat truma. Shenemar v'akohen ki yikna nefesh kinyan kaspo. Right, 100%. V'hai, and this when you marry somebody with kesef, kinyan kaspo, who she becomes yours. There was someone who was hawking What if you marry a woman not with kesef, with shtar rabia? So can she eat truma now, or it's only if it's kesef? What? No, it's Averson. It's Averson. However, so why did Chachamim say not to give her truma? Right? Matam amru eino ocheles. Why can't she eat truma? Because gezeira shema yimzegu la kos bebeis avia. Right? She's going to take the leftover doggy bag back home to her father's house, where she's still living. Right? She went for dinner to her chassan. Right? They're married. They're married, really. They're married. They're just not living together. They can't live together until you have nisuin. So she came for dinner. And she took some leftovers home. She gives it to her brother. Her brother's not like daddy's not brother's not Yisrael. Or her father. Right? And she's going to give it the food to her brothers and sisters. So for that reason, we made a gzeira, a woman who's engaged to a kohen can't eat truma. But Minotaurus certainly can. So okay, that's not the whole kavachomer, that chuppah is not a kavachomer. You have a question, Mati? Good? So you're right. The Gemara says you're right. Ela parachachi. Now here's my pircha. Right? What was the kavachomer? The kavachomer was that. El parachachi. Here's my kavachomer. I did. My kavachomer was no good because it wasn't true, right? My kavachomer was based on the fact that kedushin does not give truma, but chuppah does. It's not true. So here's my kavachomer. Ma kesef she'ena gomer kone. Kesef doesn't finish off the kinyan, yet it works, right? It doesn't finish the kinyan, but it works. So chuppah she'gomeres. Chuppah does finish the kinyan. It does seal the deal. So eino din shetikne. So for sure it does kedushin. If it seals the deal, so for sure it does kedushin. Such an interesting kavachomer, no? What do you think of the logic of that? Right? What do we think about that kind of logic? Since chuppah seals the deal, the kesef doesn't seal the deal, so for sure chuppah could act in the place of kesef. You think you like that logic?
Even though chuppah is not one of the three things.
Exactly. So we're going to get to someone's going to say that in a few minutes. So the Mishnah said three things, not four. Someone's going to mention that. So you can say the Mishnah meant four, right? That's a technical answer. Or change the Mishnah to say four. That's a technical answer. Logically, does this logic make sense?
Logical makes sense if you buy into the whole chuppah part in the first place. But
we do buy into it. Chuppah does seal the deal. Chuppah is nisuin. But logic is, if it's the so-and-so, it's for sure Kedushin. Does that logic make sense? What you're saying is, so the rules of Kedushin don't apply
when you have chuppah.
Is that a fair thing to say? But the Torah really required two stages. Right? So is that a logical thing to say? Right? On the surface, it sounds cool. The more if you analyze it, it really doesn't really make sense.
It makes sense.
Right? So that's Rav Huda's Chavachomer. If Chuppah could seal the deal, so it could for sure start the deal, right? So the Gemara says, that's not a good Chavachomer. You know why? Ma lekesef shekin podin bo hektesh u'maiser sheni. Because kesef is different, because kesef, you're able to use to redeem maiser sheni. What does that have to do with this discussion? The answer is nothing. But as we said before, whenever you have even the slightest pircha, it's valid pircha to therefore what? So what that kesef can be used to redeem Maaser Sheni? Since kesef can be used to redeem Maaser Sheni, it has such broad use, that's why you can be Mekadesh a woman with kesef. Chuppah cannot be used to redeem Maaser Sheni. So who said you can use chuppah to be Mekadesh a woman? Right? Be a tochiyach. Bia will come and save the day. Why? Because you can't redeem Maaser Sheni with Bia. That's ridiculous even to say that, right? What does that even mean? And yet, you can use Bia to be Mekadesh a woman. So too, Chuppah can be used to be Mekadesh a woman. I have a mile of Bia, she can come to be Yavama. What about Bia, which could be used to be Kona or Yavama? That's why it could be used to be Kona a woman, but it does nothing. But it has no bearing on the discussion whether chuppah could be used to be Kona a woman. Kesef yochiach. Kesef will save the day. Why? Because kesef can be used for a Yavama. V'chazer adin, and we go in a circle, right? And the kavachomer keeps repeating itself. Lo rizek rizev, lo rizek rizev. neither one by itself can prove anything, but atada shava shebehen, the common denominator is, the bottom line is, that with all these methods, shekon ba'alma, they can be used in other areas, like a hektish, or ma'aser sheni, or yavama, v'kon and kan, and they can be used here, like to marry a woman. Af ani avi chuppah, so too, I will mention chuppah, shekona ba'alma, right? It can be used in other contexts. What does that mean, it can be used in other contexts? Right? What? So the Shita Lenoda Lamit says, by Yud, if a master takes a Amma Ivriya and he wants to marry her, he does a chuppah, so that works over there. Kone ba'alma, kone ba'alma, it works in other contexts. V'kone and kan, it works here too. Okay? So what did Rav Huna just say? There are four ways of marrying a woman. Kesef Shtarbiya and chuppah. Says the Gemara, Malat Sada Shavasha Behen, Shekein Hana Asan Meruba. What about maybe the only reason why all these things are valid is because you get Hana. And chuppah, there's no Hana. Shtar Yochiach, right? Shtar will come save the day because Shtar also has no Hana. Aye, Maila Shtar, Shekein Motzi, Babas Yisrael. Yeah, but Shtar is also a valid way of divorcing a woman. It's actually the only way. Kesef Ubiya Yochiach. Kesef and Bia will come and save that because Kesef and Bia cannot be used to divorce. V'chazar Adin, and again, we've just made it more complicated, but it's the same bottom line. Lo Rizek Rizek V'lo Rizek Rizek Hatzara Shavashe Behen Shekonen Ba'alma. These kinyonim are used in other contexts. V'konen Kan, they're used also over here. Afani Avi Chuppa Shekonen Ba'alma V'konen Kan. It can be used in other contexts. You don't really know where. By Yud V'kon and kan, and it can be used here by marrying a woman. So, says Rav Huna, there are four ways. One second. Malas ala shavish abehen, shekin yeshnan bal karcha. What about all these methods can be used by force, and chuppah cannot be by force, so it's not a good kal v'chomer. For Rav Huna, kesef mia be'ishus lo ashkechan bal karcha. Kesef is not by force. Kesef by Ishut is not by force. Kesef by Ivriya is by force, but not by Ishut. So Tosfos says, in the Tosfos of Rav Huna, Afal Pi, you see it, Rav Huna, little one? Afal Pi Sha'av Makadesh Bito Ketana Bakarcha, the father can do it, Mikol Makom Kivin Shehu Midata Av, but he agrees to it. So Lo Mikri Bakarcha, that's not called Bakarcha. Kidiparishus, like we explained, right? You're right, the girl's kicking and screaming, I don't want to marry him. Too bad, the father agreed to it. V'od also, b'chuppah, nami ashkachna, ki aigavna, sha'av moser es bitur ketana l'chuppah. A father can even send his daughter to the chuppah. Right? She can't say no. He agreed to it. It's balkarcha for her, not balkarcha for the father. Anyway, Amar Rava, so Rava says, with all due respect to Rav Huna, a great man, I disagree with him. Shtei tshuvas b'davar. There's two reasons Rav Huna is wrong. Chada, first of all, d'shalosh tanan v'dalad lo tanan. The Mishnah said there are three methods, not four methods. For Od also, this is the logic. Klum chuppah gomeres el al yedei kedushin. Chuppah only seals the deal if you first have kedushin. It's not an independent method, right? V'chi gomrinon chuppah shelo al yedei kedushin mi chuppah she'al yedei kedushin. How can you compare chuppah in the abstract from chuppah which follows kedushin? Which is what Rav Huna did.
Okay, he threw chuppah in the middle of that.
Who? No. Rav Huna or Rava? Rav Huna said, if chuppah could seal the deal, so for sure it could create the deal. Says Rava, what kind of kavachom is that? Chuppah only seals the deal after you have kedushin.
Okay,
not without kedushin.
But he's pulling that out of the same out of left field as he's doing it. He's not doing anything different. He's looking at the concept of it, and now he's making
no. What he's doing is he's knocking the logic. Rav Huna had logic. Rav Huna said if chuppah could work to seal the deal, to conclude the marriage, so for sure, logically, kal v'chomer, it could work to create the marriage. So what Rava said was, what kind of logic is that?
Rava's saying it's circular reasoning.
It's circular reasoning.
Wait a second. It's circular reasoning because he's using Rav Huna's reason to make it work. Rav Huna just took something out of the air. So the mission doesn't say anything about it. It's a chuppah. Put it inside. So deal with this also.
What Rav Huna said was, this is what Rav Huna said. If I could lift 100 pounds, then I could for sure lift 50 pounds. That's what a Kal Vachomer is.
No.
Right? If I could lift 100 pounds, yes. I could for sure lift 50 pounds. Yes. That's a Kal Vachomer. Easiest Kal Vachomer in the world. If I could for sure lift 100, I could for sure lift 50. If chuppah for sure works to seal the deal, it for sure works to create the deal. Says Rav, that logic is totally flawed. You know what it's like?
Things.
What?
Things.
You know what it's like saying? So if I could lift 100 pounds, I could eat six cakes. It's nothing to do with each other. That's what Rav is doing.
I understand what he's doing.
Right?
But he's taking something that we didn't have in the first place.
What's he taking?
Chuppah.
What?
We didn't discuss.
How did you get chuppah in the first place? He pulls chuppah out.
Right. So where did chuppah come from? So it's funny.
Now assuming now, it's funny. We have chuppah now.
Right.
Now I have to worry about how chuppah
works. But no one disputes, even though it's only mentioned here that v'hei for the first time, no one disputes such a thing as chuppah. And there's a second stage to marriage, which is called nisuin, which chuppah is one of those methods. No one disputes any of that.
Why didn't they write because
and chuppah? Because it's not one of the three.
Rav
Huna said it is. So if Akasha, so of course to you, Rav Huna, why did the Mishnah leave it out? The Gemara's going to ask that question in a minute.
Right.
And the Gemara's going to answer because it's not derived from a pasuk. So we left it out. The Gemara's going to ask that. But no one disputes that chuppah is a valid nisuin.
If there is no chuppah.
For Kedushin.
If there's no chuppah.
Yeah.
Is it still the solution work?
Yes, but they can't live together. That's what chuppah does.
So without chuppah, they
right. You're not allowed to live together.
Meseftus called kedushin.
Right. We started off. No, we remember I started off the first day. I said, what's the difference in kedushin and nisuin? So number one, living together. Number two, if one of them dies, is there inheritance? Is there tumah? These rare things. The big one is living together. Which is chuppah. So you, without chuppah, you're married. If she wants to get married to someone else, she's not allowed to. Now it doesn't work. If a woman gets a ring and her, it's all she's totally married. Just they don't live together. How do they live together? That's called the suin.
Even with beer, there'd be two acts of beer.
What? Correct. So then we have So the Rambam says you need yichud that's roy for beer.
So fine. So right. Roy beer. Then you have beer.
Which is chuppah. Which that's what chuppah is. We have a symbolic chuppah to represent the home. Right, it's like a canopy. That's what it is. It represents you coming into my home. Now that we have that, now we can live together.
When you have to rent those things, it costs almost as much as a home.
Yeah. You hear what I'm saying, Mati? You hear?
I hear.
It's true. We never established. All of a sudden, we just mentioned chuppah like it's just like it's, everyone knows what it is. Having said that, Rav's kasha is a very strong kasha. Which is, the Rav Huna's logic was faulty. That's all I'm saying. Where did chuppah come from? You're right. It's very, very vague. Which is why there's 10 minhagim what it is. There's a machlokas what it is. There's at least like 6 or 7 sheets in the Rishonim already. What does chuppah mean? Because it's never defined. It's never defined. Why is it not defined? It's the kasha and Ravina and Ravashi. Right?
We should look up in Sechus.
There's no such thing. It's a funny thing, right? You learn Nashim for a year and a half in Daf Yomi, and it never says how you marry a woman. what Nesu it is. It's a fascinating thing, right?
Right, because it's assumed.
What?
It's assumed you understand that.
It's not assumed. We just did 5 blocks assuming you don't know what it is.
So anyway, that's the pircha, that's the upslug of Rav Huna's logic. Rav Huna said, if the chuppah seals the deal, so for sure it creates the deal, said Rav, that's not true. It's not true at all. Amalei Abaya, Hadika Marta Gimel V'Dalad Lotanan. That's not such a kasha. The fact that it says 3 and not 4. Why? Tlasa Milsa Diktivi Behedya Ketani Milsa Lotivi Lo Ketani. Because only things that are mentioned in the Torah are mentioned or derived. Chuppah, where'd that come from? It's totally made up. That's why it's down in the Mishnah. Hadika Marta Klum Kulam Chuppah Gomeres Elayde Kedushin. What about your logical pircha, right? Rav Huna Nami Hachi Kamar. Rav Huna's not no fool. He realized what you said. He realized it's a valid problem. He'll say like this: Ma Kesef. Well, you have Kesef. She'ena Gomer. Achar Ma Kesef. She'ena Gomer. Achar Kesef. Kone. Right. Ma Kesef. What does that mean? Ma Kesef. She'ena Gomer. Achar Kesef.
Yes, not Nesuin.
Kesef can't be Nesuin. Yet it's Kedushin. You can't be nesuin with kesef. So chuppah shegomeres achar kesef. Chuppah, which is gomer after kesef, ain't odin shetikne. So for sure that should work. That's the same faulty.
Same exact thing.
Problem. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Oh my goodness. Ketzad kesef. How does kesef work? Nasan la kesef. You give her kesef. Oshava kesef. Or the equivalent of kesef. Va'amar la. Harei ad mekudeshes li. Harei ad mewereses li. Harei ad intu. You're my wife. Harei zu mekudeshes. That all works. Aval hi shenasna. But if she gives money. Va'amra hi. And she says, "Hareini mikudeshes lecha. I'm married to you, or you be, or you take me, whatever you want to say. Hareini mureses lecha. Hareini lecha leintu ainu mikudeshes. That doesn't work. Why? Because it has to come from him, not from her. One minute. Maskeflorov, Papa. Time of denasan huva amarhu. That amarhuva, not nasan huva amarhu. He has to give it and he has to say it. Ha nasan huva amrahi. What if he gave it and she said it? And the Kadesh, it doesn't work. Ema Seifa, what about the Seifa? It said, Aval hi, shenasna lo, v'amra hi, la v'kedushin. That wouldn't be good. Time, why not? Denasna hi, v'amra hi. Because she did everything. Hanasan hu, v'amra hi. What about if he gave and she said, have a kedushin? That would be a valid kedushin? Tosfa says, look at the Tosfa, the first ha. Hanasan hi, hu, v'amra hi. What about that one? She gives, and then he says her mikudeshesli. So Tosso says, Mishon de kapaska psikale de pa'amim mikudeshes. Sometimes that's going to work. But Adam Chashuv, Kedamala, come on. We're going to have later in the week. If it's Adam Chashuv, she gives it to him, and then he says to her, that'll work. Why? Adam Chashuv is different. We'll get to that later. That's why it's not here. But how could it be the other way? So the Gemara answers, Reisha Dafka? Reisha was Dafka. Seifa Kedei Naspa. The Seifa was just written, but it's not true. It just wrote that, but it's not true. So the Gemara says, one second. V'tani Seifa Milsa Destirula L'Reisha? We're going to write a Seifa that actually contradicts the Reisha? That doesn't, we never have that. Ela Hachikamer. Here's how we're going to read it. Nasan Hu V'Amar Hu P'shita Tavik Kedusha. If he gave it and he said it, it's for sure good. Nasan Hu V'Amar Hi. If he gave it and she said it, Nasa kemish nasna hiva amrahiva law of a kedushin. That's for sure not good. Iba yisema nasan huva amrahu mekudeshes nasna hiva amrahi ain't a mekudeshes. That's okay. Nasna huva amrahi. What if he gave it and she said it? Misapkale esvekale. It's a suffix. The chashina midrabanan. Maybe the taka married. That's a suffix, right? You see from here, from this gemara, that giving the ring or giving the shtar is not enough. There has to be an amira. Right? Interesting requirement. Where'd that requirement come from? It's whole Gemara here about this requirement. Where'd that come from? And now, so much so that if he gives it and she says it, it's a suffix. Maybe that's good because the Amira has to be by somebody. Ladafka him. He has to be the one that gives it. Right? Amar Shmuel, Bekidushin, Nasan la Kesef, Vishava Kesef, Vamar la. Harei Amakadeshes li, Harei Amarasis li, Harei Lidur is Amakadeshes. Hareini Ishech, Hareini Balech, Hareini Arbusech, Ein Kan Beis Mechush. If he says one of those Lashonos, it's not even a suffix. Right? Vachain Begirishin, so too by Girishin. Nasan la, he gives it to her, Vamar la. Harei Amushlachas, you're gone. Harei Amagureshes, you're divorced. Harei Amuteratachal Adam, Harei Zimagureshes. It's all good. Eini Ishech, Eini Bailech, Eini Aruseich. If he says any of those Lashonos, Ein Kan Beis Michush. It's nothing. You're not even a chashash about it. Amalei Rav Papa Labaya, Lememer Desara Shmuel, Yedayim She'ein Mochichos Haven Yedayim. That if Yedayim are not so clear what you meant, right? It's valid. Why? What did he say? He said he gave her Kesef to Harei Ad Bailech. You're my husband. Now why is that a Yedayim She'ein Mochichos? What's wrong with that? How is that an incomplete statement? He didn't say Li. So the Gemara is going to say, because he said he didn't say Li. So, but now, but we learned the opposite. Hamra, aha. If someone says, aha, me too, hareze nazir, you're a nazir. Vavinan ba, vidilma aha, batayanis kamar. Maybe you wanted to be makabal on yourself, batayanis. Aha doesn't mean anything. Why are you saying naziris? Hamra Shmuel, vahu shahaya, nazir ovalafanav. Now there was another walking by. Taima de Nazar Ovalafanov. That's only because there was another walking by. Halav Hachilo. If not for that, it would be invalid. So what do you see? Yedayim She'im Ochichos are invalid. Hacha Mayaskin on Da'amar Li. No, you said Li. So it's not Yudayim. It's not Yudayim now. Now it's a full, complete statement. Ihachi, my kamashpaman. So what's Shmuel telling me? That if you say Arayah Mekudeshesli, you're married? The Talmud base. So the Gemara says, no. Hani lishni basroi kamashpaman. Those other lishonos. Harayat this, harayat that. What are those? Harayat into. What is that? That's what he was telling you. That's also good, right? Hacha ksiv kiikach velo shiikach es atzmo. She can take herself. Hacha ksiv v'shilcha velo shiishalach es atzmo. She can't send herself out. She can't divorce herself. You have to do it. What Shmuel was saying was that these lashonos, these other lashonos, are also valid, or sometimes they're not valid, depending on which one of the lashonos they were. Harei mukadesh esli. That's of course. I have to mention that he mentioned it. He's mentioning the rest of them. Okay, good. All right, so we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.